And she don't even know why she's that way. She doesn't. I mean,
we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This will be the Worcester City Council.
District 1, Councilor Larry Lennington. District 2, Councilor Tom Sells.
Also here.
District 3, Councilor Jim Nunez Jr.
I'm here also.
District 4, Councilor Lisa Friend. Absent, she's going to the Colts game. At large, Councilor Todd Schroeder.
Present.
Okay, we have not too bad of an agenda in front of us tonight. Are there any additions that council wishes to make to the agenda?
Of course I do.
Yes.
We still got to bring up about the junkyards. Whether it be an ordinance or whether it be a nuisance, but I want to discuss it.
Okay.
We're getting over it.
Anything else?
Yes, under old business, a light pole on South Main Street.
Old business?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we already discussed it.
Okay. Okay, anything else? Anything? Hearing nothing, I entertain a motion to accept the agenda as
amended.
As amended.
Second.
First.
Yeah.
Second.
Third. And moved and seconded that we accept the agenda as amended. Is there any discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried 4-0. The first two items that we have on the agenda deal with the stormwater grant that we're going after. And obviously we're on a very, very tight timeline on this. And just to give you a real quick heads up on what needs to be part of the application, and the application actually goes in Thursday, I believe, is one of them is a resolution, which would be resolution 215-11 that you see there, saying that the city council authorizes this to be funded out of the wastewater treatment plant, which was always the intent as far as the city's match was, and I believe that amount is for something like
$249,500.
It would be our match on this $1 million for matching their $800,000, I think they're committing for this project. So that's what the resolution is. As the grant administrator, Chris Stewart was looking through our public housing ordinance. She had some concerns about some of the wording that she thought was not there that probably needed to be in place to make this the ordinance agreeable with the agencies that are going to be looking. I'm sorry, it wasn't public housing, it was a fair housing ordinance. That make the ordinance agreeable to the entities that will be reviewing this. So I would make an assumption based upon her concern is that this would not be only applicable to this ordinance, but it would be applicable to any ordinance that went before federal guidelines for qualifications. And there are obviously a little bit of tweaks in the language in this ordinance that are somewhat different than what it currently exists. Basically, there's some terms in there I think that can be construed as somewhat ambiguous, and it deals mostly with the dealing with people with special needs being able to go in and rent a property. I think the term that and the discussion that Misa and I had was that, and it's just like with businesses and in the city building, reasonable accommodations have to be made if your house is not ADA compliant to allow a person to be able to rent this property. The question comes down was what is the definition of reasonable? But on the other end of the spectrum, that is, there is a challenge to the ordinance that is being enacted or being presented for action. It would not be handled by us. It would be handled by whoever the agency would be handled by. Civil Rights Commission. So that is the gist of that. And basically, what Meeks was. And they are having this discussion earlier in the day. We were kicking back and forth whether we even needed to be looking at this ordinance, but then we came to the conclusion that based upon the review that the grant administrator had, that it might be important to adopt this if you want to proceed further with this grant application. You obviously have the opportunity and the choice not to adopt this ordinance and just to ride with what we have and take your chances on whether or not it would be applicable.
Of course, she says it's not.
She says it's not, and I'm going to, I don't have any information to challenge for assumption. So the first thing you have on your agenda is the ordinance 2015-12. This is an ordinance for the City Council of Winchester amending the City of Winchester Fair Housing Ordinance.
We don't have that ordinance, right?
Meeks, can you bring that?
That is 11.
That's 11.
Okay. You want to bring that over, Meeks? Okay, because the signage page was different?
Yes.
Yeah.
The chief.
What do you have on the left? 11 was more branded. Yeah, I have a copy of it. I can go get it real.
Did they send it to you, please?
Well, I have whatever she sent to Steve and you.
Oh, well, yeah, we changed this.
Oh, you changed it. Okay.
We just changed the signing page. That's all we changed. So if you want to print it up, I wrote all of them on it.
Yeah, that's fine. So are they wanting to adopt tonight? Or are you going to do something with it?
If you don't adopt tonight, then they're not going to do the grant. So it's up to you guys whether or not you adopt.
Yeah.
So can't you grant it?
Yeah, but I wrote all of them.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll get a new.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. You just want them. I can take the sign sheet off of this.
I'm sorry, I thought you had that.
Yeah, we know it's something else.
Well, I know what you mean. Like I said, there isn't an adoption page to it, so.
She'll get it.
What are you going to do? Are you going to?
Why don't you go on and then we can.
Okay, we'll go down to the next step.
One second.
Resolution 215-11. You should all have a copy of that.
Sorry.
That's the resolution. The resolution authorizing the submittal of this grant for disaster application to the Office of Community and Rural Affairs.
I believe it.
Addressing related matter.
I'll make a motion to add resolution 2015-11, read by title only.
Second. Then regularly moved and seconded that we have resolution 215-11, read by title only. Is there any discussion on that motion? All in favor of that motion, signify by usual sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried 4-0. Resolution 215-11, resolution of the City Council of the City of Winchester, Indiana, authorizing the submittal of the disaster application to the Indiana Office of Community and Rural Affairs and addressing related matters.
Motion to approve.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that we adopt resolution 215-11 as presented. Is there any discussion? All in favor of that motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried 4-0. Each one of you has a copy. I think Meeks has two. I think we can get three copies of that sign. I've got one here, and Meeks has two on his desk. I think we get three copies of that signed in the super.
I have one here, Tom.
I got one. Here's my one.
It's a resolution versus ordinance.
Okay.
We need one more.
There's two on each of this.
And this was backside, okay, your sign?
They do a yay or nay on the one side, then.
Yeah, I tried to put a yay on there. Derek, you're neutral?
Yeah.
Just yay.
Then you sign the other side.
All right, yeah. You can verify so you can sign stuff?
Yes. Not pushing the elbow there, are you?
No.
We could verify your X if you want to do it left-handed.
I've been standing.
Does that cause you discomfort to do that?
No.
This is an absolute moment.
Did you
Did you find a copy of that on the resolution on your desk?
I did, thank you. What's that?
I think it's hard enough about the resolution.
I have it. Who gave it to you? The redevelopment?
You've been having a bad time with your computer.
Pretty much dropped.
They're still on it.
You should hurry. We got four of them, I guess.
Okay, so is that a cover? Alright. So we got four of them, we don't need four of them.
Yeah, well, we're passing around.
I'll be happy to sign four.
Inch and grow an inch. You want to keep one for Christmas? Don't want one of those, right?
Yeah. There's three of them. I've got one for Christie.
Okay.
I don't know if she needs the original, if I can just send it to her in my car.
We'll work it out, okay.
Okay. So we're still waiting on the, copies of the ordinance 215-12, and I apologize about that. We had, what we had here was a failure to communicate between Meeks, and we made an assumption back and forth.
If you guys want to read, though, I have mine.
Yeah.
Pass that around as we go through.
We'll drop down and we'll wait for,
I wrote on it, so you can see what my concerns are.
We'll drop down while we're waiting to what, Councilman Lennington asked to have on the agenda or the deal with the junkyards. And, just to give you a follow-up on the conversation we had earlier, I did go out and meet with Mr. Abel, on that issue and another issue, and, it seems like there's some breakdown in understanding between, and difference in dialogue of what, Meeks and has reported a conversation with Jason, their attorney, and what, Mr. Abel suggests that Jason has presented to him. And so my recommendation was that sometime in the very near future, Meeks, myself, and Jason, and Mr. Abel sit down and see, why or why not we can't move forward with what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do, quite frankly, is, and we tried to do this once before, is that we have the area plan set up, to control and oversee and try to make everything is pretty well an even par as far as zoning issues within the county. And they've got the setup in place to enact ordinances. They've got the setup in place to levy fees. But what they really fall down is having that setup in place for enforcement. And so as this conversation is going back and forth about junkyards and so on and so forth that has been discussed around this table, Meeks suggested that one of the easiest ways and the quickest ways to be able to handle this would be to have ask the county area plan to authorize the city of Winchester to enforce the county ordinances within the city of Winchester. At least as it pertains to this particular one, but any other one, and that it would basically take a burden off of the area plan and take a burden off the county to do this. And we have the people in place with the police department to do enforcement on something like that. And there was confusion from the conversation I had today whether or not that was legal, whether that could happen. Allegedly, the one gentleman had a different proposal he wanted to come back to us with. And so rather than sit there and try to play pivot man and watch this tennis match or back and forth, I suggest to him that we get together at the floor, at least the four of us. And there wouldn't be any reason why you couldn't be on that meeting as well, because you're so passionate about this. And try to see if there is a way that we can move forward to where the city's given the authorization to enforce
the ordinances that are adopted pertaining to zoning in Randolph County. So that's where we're at on that. The other issue that we have was, when you look at it in terms of our nuisance ordinance and what we have, is, and Chief Brooke was talking to me about that, is that the definition of fence. If we're going to modify our existing ordinance, we need to have the ordinance and concurrence with what we presented as a definition of fence, and so that we can put those changes into place, reintroduce new ordinance, and the whole nine yards of that, and start tackling it from that side.
I read what you emailed to us about that.
About the fence?
Yeah, I went over it, and, you know, it seemed quite elaborate.
There's, I know there's a loophole in there. I know.
Well, I'm sure there is.
Again, I don't think there's a real problem after we get the ability to enforce the zoning. Because it's either a zoning issue or a nuisance issue. If it's a nuisance issue, we can handle it. We have a pretty good nuisance ordinance that we can handle it with. If it's a zoning issue, I'm not concerned, because now you're offering a junkyard in a place that's not zoned for that. So I'm not sure, I'm even, at this point, worried about the fence situation.
Because that varies every way, too.
It's one or another. And I don't, and I'd rather tackle it that way, because I think we don't have to get in the definition of what a fence is or anything of that nature. And I'm not overly concerned with that anyway, if we can be easy. And then the third is whether or not you're a junk, if you got your license or not, and whether or not that's a valid way to be able to monitor these things.
Mr. Abel suggested to me that there was a state license required for junkyard pattern.
But he might know something we don't, so, yeah.
See, I didn't know that either, but he suggested that to me today, and I thought...
It's my understanding. I didn't mind if we'd gone down there and checked on some things, too.
Yeah.
Item did. I don't know if item did.
I know you do if you do recycling.
But I feel very confident if they can get the change to the zoning, that something could...
The one statement that they made to me that concerned me a little bit was that he suggested, and I don't recall, you know, that he suggested that when the unified zoning ordinance was adopted, it was adopted with the understanding that if you had a business that was currently operating, that would in fact prove to be out of compliance with zoning.
Then you're non-conforming use.
They would not force you to change your zoning.
Right. So you're existing non-conforming use, but then that would go back on the, where's your permit from our
But the thing that we're all missing here is the fact that the one on Railroad Avenue that is zoned an M2, he's allowed a junkyard there. Mm-hmm. It's not a zoning issue. It's really not. However, I don't understand why we've got ordinances that says he has to get a license. I didn't say it's unenforceable, but
I didn't say it was unenforceable.
I heard him mention that, but I'm just saying, whatever, if the ordinance says he has to have a license, why can't we just say, here?
Well, that was your hand. I thought you wanted to go after all six of them.
I do. Okay. I'm just talking about this one over here in particular.
Okay.
It's already zoned it into there, and then the zoning, whether we can enforce our zoning laws or not on that particular one, it's not going to make no difference, because he has the right to have a junkyard and an M2 zoning thing. And the rest of them, I've talked to Randy about that. His answer is, well, the non-conforming use, and I can't get no word with
it. But if we're allowed to, for the ones that are as far apart non-conforming uses, you know, I would think he'd want to do all three at the same time. If Steve wants to do the one on M2 and he says go ahead, and, you know, or have the police go ahead and start monitoring it, then they can certainly do that. But,
well, the question goes to this. You know, for example, let's say down here in McFarland, and I'm not saying they're wrong, I'm not saying they're right, I'm not saying anything. Was that business a car lot when the zoning issue came out, and did the transition to a parts type business happen after that? And if that's the case, would that not have required, if that's the type of business, what would that not have required a zoning issue? And if the question of where you've got an impound lot on the north side of town, was that a filling station when this was initially adopted, and then this other person goes in and buys and puts in the record service, and then they have the impound lot to the record service? I don't know if those qualify as non-conforming uses, because I think some of these businesses and some of these properties we look at change from the time the county area planning unified zoning ordinance was adopted to now.
Right.
And if that's the case, did it fall through the cracks that these businesses that were there were allowed to evolve into what they are without anybody coming back and saying, you need to have your zoning changed or you're out of compliance with the zoning issue? So that is also part of the discussion that has to be had on this, and it's not going to be an easy fix.
But the one thing that does remain consistent is the fact that ordinance says that I don't care if it's a junkyard in an R1, and where it's zoned, where it's a non-conforming, they still have to have a license. I don't understand why we can't say here, whether it's in down there, on the ground, or Gary McFarland, or whether it's up Jerry Benno, why can't we say you have to have a license? That's what the ordinance says. I mean, if I'm going to Fort Stevenson, I'll put a nuclear waste in my backyard, and we'll see what happens then. I don't care, but I'm just saying, you know, that the ordinance is there to be enforced. For Paso Orange, you can't ride your go-kart downtown, or your golf cart downtown, around the square. That's the ordinance. So you can't do that. I'm just saying, it's sort of frustrating because I can't see anybody wanting to take this thing in.
It's not a question. I don't think it's a question of not wanting to enforce this, Larry. I think it's a question of not wanting to waste the course time if we see a problem there that could cause the thing to be tossed. And I think it comes down to more of a case of when we go and start challenging and start working on these things, is that we have something in place that has some teeth to it and has some sustainability, not necessarily just something that we're not sure whether or not whether it will fly.
I guess you have to explain that. I thought that once the ordinance was, like the Constitution was written 200 years ago, it's still in effect. I thought the ordinance in 1964 would still be in effect. But that's all I'm asking, you know, just, I don't know, see my position.
And that's what I've done anyway, with Larry asking me, and I went down to my two that I have in my district, and they just said, well, tell us what we have to have, and what we're, see, I wasn't, we were told a long time ago, and it said, well, that Larry's working on this, and I'm backing him up on you know, trying to get Winchester nice. And you can keep your stuff, but you need to hide it behind your fence. That's when I have your fence set, which is a lot of good detail on the fence, what a fence is. Then we just have to, you know, and I know that's what you're trying to tell us, okay, we'll have this is a fence, this is the ordinance for zoning. Then, you know, you want to have all your ducks in a row, so when there is a challenge, which I figure two of them is going to challenge.
They're all going to challenge.
Yeah. But I know two that would definitely challenge it just to see, and like you said before, you know, we've got to have a big budget to handle these challenges.
I'm fine. I already told the police if they tell me to do a green light, we'll send them letters and start the process, but you will go to court. I'm just.
So is that the wish of council? Does council wish to proceed on this?
I will tell you, I will start tomorrow if you want, but I'm still recommending to get the zoning thing fixed before I start, but if you want me to start tomorrow,
well,
fine.
Okay, then.
Well, I'm perfectly fine with it. I already have a mapped out plan. My mapped out plan would be send them letters, so I'm, either it's a nuisance problem or it's a Well, if we didn't have the zoning, I'd say it's either a nuisance problem or a permit problem.
Okay.
Larry, why couldn't we?
So we'll table this. We'll give you 30 days.
No, you're not giving me 30 days. Hold on.
You said you wanted.
No, I told Steve needs to tell me to, as a go-ahead.
Because we talked after that meeting the other night, and I was under impression that they were willing to give us the right to enforce it. I go out there and he shuts the door right in my face. He said, no, we're not going to do that. So.
Okay, well, that's not what I was told.
I called him again today.
I had lunch with the attorney last week, and he told me it was actually an alias. And he told me, hey, you know, this is what we, I specifically asked him to go to lunch so we could talk about that. And so, and he said, yeah, this is what I relayed to Steve, a change in the zoning, and I had not heard anything different since.
Well, like I said, I talked to him, he said no.
We will facilitate those, getting everybody together and make sure that we're all talking the same language and getting that taken care of. I know your frustration, I know your aggravation, and listen, I've been fighting this thing a lot longer than that, and I've seen things go over there and come back and slap us in the face over the smallest detail. That's why I'm wanting to make sure that as we proceed, we can win.
And I will say, I can't really begin the process until Steve says, begin the process.
So I recommend, though, that, you know, since you worked so hard and I did my little part over there, that we aim for December. That gives them 2 months, 60 days to give us our zoning.
They should have the zoning changed by October. They haven't had a September meeting. If they're going to do it, it should be at the October meeting.
Thank you.
I don't know if they'll do it. Well, if they say it's October meeting, yeah, we'll do it. Then I suppose the November meeting is when they would amend it.
Well, if we don't do nothing.
They don't have it this time.
Right now, I guess we're just waiting here. What you say at the next meeting, then we'll go from there. Because I just think that it's the idea that we're running so scared from everybody because it's not my nature.
I suggest that we go ahead and put our target date for December, our first meeting in December, and getting all the information, our ducks in a row. And then we go on it, and then we'll have our fees and all that other stuff, the fencing, the you know, all that should be all lined up, Mo, and we'll be ready to go, ready to roll.
Well, that's fine. I just want to see.
Because I can see it. I can taste it. It's so close right now. And I know what they're saying about having the legality part of it.
We will get there from here. Yeah. They're both sense rushing to it and throwing something out there that's not going to stand the light of day.
I have a question.
Whatever.
Who's Mr. Abel? Is he the public?
He is the area planning director for Randolph County.
And what's his name?
Randy Abel.
Thank you.
He took over. Who's Johnny Dagle Bell?
You know that. His name, I just can't think of
it. He's a sportsman better than anybody else in here.
Okay, well, we'll jump back to item B on the agenda. Everybody should have a copy of the proposed ordinance 215-12. And basically, this has some wording, cleaned up some language in there to make sure that we were in compliance more of the language in there that the people at HUD and the Office of Community and Rural Affairs and places like that would be looking at when they're looking at our fair housing ordinance. And primarily the changes were, the clarification was in ADA accessibility to properties and the term reasonable care. So,
can we have any of this amended or not?
This is what she told us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that section AC just seems very, the word I want to say, too broad or ambiguous or whatever.
Sometimes that's not a bad idea.
Which one, H?
Section 8C. You bracketed it too.
Oh, yeah, I bracketed it.
That's like constitutional law, right?
Yeah, but I think it's okay. Is that what I read it before? sheets, this is prevention of intimidation in fair housing cases.
Yeah.
Whoever, whether or not acting in the Dakota law by force or threat of force, willfully injures, intimidates, and interferes with, or attempts to injure.
Yeah, I thought that was like a civil law.
Yeah, any citizen, because he has been discouraged. I think it's okay, because once you read the very first part, you have to by force or threat of force.
Yeah, I saw that, but.
So I think it's probably okay, because when I bracketed it, I thought, well, gosh, that's a, same thing with you. But then if you look, oh, they would have had to say, I'm gonna kill you, or each other, something. Well, then okay, you probably didn't. You follow what I'm saying?
It gives you your penalties and stuff, a $10,000.
No, that, if you do something that would cause you to be put in jail.
Yeah.
Now, this doesn't put you in jail for 10 years. That's saying if you do something that would, I mean, I don't know, would put you in jail for 10 years under a bodily injury.
Yeah, breaking the guy's knees.
I guess you're breaking the guy's knees at that point. You break a guy's knees and you're in violation of this ordinance, I'm pretty sure you're gonna have other problems. Other than violating a fair housing ordinance. See, I started thinking about that, that's why I bracketed it.
Make a motion, we have ordinance 2015-12, read by title only.
Second, moving to second, we have ordinance 2015-12, read by title only, and discussion on the motion. All in favor of that motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign, motion carried 4-0.
Ordinance, I just have this thing, it says ordinance 2015-12.
Motion to approve.
Second. Then we're moving to second, we approve ordinance 2015-12, as presented, is there any discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign, motion carried 4-0.
Motion to suspend the rule, have ordinance 2015-12, read by title only, for the second reading.
Second. Then we're moving to second, we suspend the rules, have ordinance 2015-12, read for second reading by title only, is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign, motion carried 4-0.
Ordinance 2015-12.
Motion to approve.
Second. If then we're moved to, to approve ordinance 2015-12 as read, is there any discussion on that motion? All in favor of the motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign, motion carried 4-0.
Motion to suspend the rules, have ordinance 2015-12 read by title only, for third and final reading.
Second.
Motion to approve.
Then we're moving to second to have suspend the rules and have a third and final reading of ordinance 2015-12 read by title only, is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign, motion carried 4-0.
Ordinance 2015-12.
Motion to approve.
Second. Then moving to second to approve the third and final reading of ordinance 2015-12 as presented, is there any discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by the usual sign. Opposed, same sign, motion carried 4-0.
I think there's one.
City ordinances require three readings of ordinance to before they can pass. And what has to happen is they usually have them spread out over a course of meetings, but they can suspend the rules and have them read all at the same meeting, and so that that expedites the ordinance being enforced. And usually, as long as there's no penalties such as a parking ordinance, a speeding ordinance, something like that, they like to do them all in one setting rather than to put it on the three different.
Or in this case, it has to be done. So
in this case, it has to be done expeditiously.
Did we sign this?
We will get you. We will get you
a copy.
There is one around there. I think so.
Okay.
Thanks, Jim.
I Okay, that's the only copy we have, right?
Yep.
Okay, to move down to the next item on the agenda, the new business, 216 budget.
We've had the public hearing. I've submitted the budget, as we discussed before, at the highest level, and we will be adopting on the 5th of October. Any questions? Or discussion?
When do we have to have the salary ordinance done by?
November 1st.
November 1st?
Yes.
We can still discuss it a little bit, but it's not really going to be discussed until we have some kind of consensus. Then we can inform her of what we discussed, and what we discussed, and then if she's on board with it, then we can put this in the bid, because I'd really like to get it done sometime, it would have to be done sooner or later.
You're looking it over, doing math, and you divide stuff up. We were doing the special certifications, the 200 maximum two, and on a paycheck basis, that over the year, it is very, it's not even nominal, you know, a little average amount, it's very minimal. I would feel comfortable if we could do that maximum two at 300 each, is my feeling on that.
17?
Section 17, that's for the police officers, and then section 18 is for the fire department. Section 8, 17, 18, I guess that's what. Tell her that was my feeling on that. And I wanted to stick with 17, 75 cents per hour across.
So you're combining the 200 into 300 for two quotes?
Is that 100?
Yeah, just adding 100 per certification.
Still two per year.
Two per year max. And there were qualification time limits in that part of that definition too, and just remaining that the same.
I have a question. You tell them that about, that's 200 per year for Lambda 2 and the police department, they get 200 a year for three, or Lambda?
Add three because EMT.
Yeah, EMT is the exception, we noted that earlier, so, yeah. It's in
That section is three.
Yeah. Because they serve as fire department and EMT, so. So if you table that, it's, you know, nothing to be done, but I would like that to be at least me put on record as stated my opinion on that, or my feelings on that, I should say.
In my feeling, with all the evidence and everything that happened, that I heard and read in the paper, that I missed the last meeting, and looking over some of the documents that were sent after the redevelopment, that my estimation to this is what Larry was talking about a couple of months ago, that, you know, we were talking about with everything that's happening to us, thinking positive, you know, more jobs and retaining jobs and coolies and the school and all this other stuff. I think right now, I would feel good, because they've had raises and stuff, that 25 cents, I like Larry's ideas, 25 cents as, and then award what Lisa said at almost at the end of the year, award for sticking out with us, you know, a bonus, so-called, to make up.
Well, why 25 cents? Why about 50 cents?
It's better than nothing, and I was kind of going, why not? Because of all the information that we've had, like loss of jobs, the.
But that's not going to affect us.
Salaries.
Not last year.
It's not going to affect us, no. But you got to look for the following years of what they.
That's not on it.
Most of.
I
You chose the wrong meeting to have your surgery on with the redevelopment.
Yeah.
That was very, very inconsiderate of you to have that surgery on that redevelopment. But there was a financial report given at that time, and basically it went to the fact, and alluded to the fact that the group is just going to be looking at this and watching this as it evolves, it's going to be the redevelopment commission, because the impact is going to be there, and the impact that's going to happen there, and the gentleman who made the presentation, Mr. Higgins from Lumber League Group, he was mixed worst case scenario, and basically, the conclusion is all the same, everything that's going to happen to that TIF district is manageable well out to 6 years. And so you're going, and
that's the very worst.
And that's if nothing happens out there.
Everything's stagnant.
That is, if nothing happens out there.
Or even if they walked away.
And then they walked away. Another way, decided not to pay any taxes whatsoever, that's what that is. And so, the proposal, what he let us know was that the income tax impact for the city of Cheshire is going to be minimal, and that the impact on the general fund was going to be very, very minimal. I think it was 2 years. One of them was about 10, and one of them was about another $10,000 or $15,000, somewhere in that neighborhood.
4 years.
That's going to impact the general fund, and that's at the worst case scenario. But so
that's worse.
So when you're looking at this, the general fund,
so small.
Yeah.
Words, one
of those. So divided.
And that's just, if nothing happens, we don't gain any jobs, those people don't find jobs.
And that's if they just close the plant.
They close the plant, or they don't sell it. I guess my thing is, on the whole issue, is this year, the budget that we're working on really isn't going to be affected by what's going on out here at all. Maybe the following year, in 2017 or even 2018,
it'll be the 2018.
Yeah. You may want to start to think about it at that point, if things are going. But I think things would dramatically have to drop off, and you would have to have an impact of another facility closing before you would see probably something more catastrophic. I think they looked at a couple different scenarios. For example, if Anchor went out, mm-hmm. and this went out, mm-hmm. we've got trouble.
Yeah.
We've got problems. But with just the one, and Anchor selling and doing what they're doing, we're okay. We're going to survive and have the income. But the redevelopment commission may have a couple challenging years there, but they're going to be managed.
I was around with us, of course, we talked about that, but after talking to Jim, even after the redevelopment meeting, he's pretty well assured that he actually was talking about that really won't have that much effect on us. Especially next year. Now, I think we've got a year leeway at least. I mean, no matter what happens, because he said the taxes are going to be paid for next year. So,
and the following year.
Yeah, and the following year. So it's out 2 years.
And actually, the following year, we lose the So we actually gain a little bit.
I think
it's like $100,000 or something.
Yes. What we have too to go for, speculation is future. The past is not speculation, it's unknown. So in the past, it doesn't predict the future, but at least we have that as more evidence that in the past it was Lobdo. In the past, it was someone between Tomasco, and then Tomasco was able to sell. And it has been my experience that a lot of these companies that are foreign companies, they work deals. That's, I feel, why they've announced it so far in advance, that they're working with somebody to get some things in line. So maybe that's speculation against you, but I think historically that's what they've done, because it was like invisible when Tomasco emerged in that. I didn't notice anything except more people got jobs is what happened then.
And after talking to him and listening to his presentation, it's just like I see nothing wrong with just giving them the 75 cents, okay? Because I think it's been covered for next year. Now, and next year, if we decide we don't want to do that, but I don't see the scenario like Lisa was talking about laying people off. That won't happen.
Right.
And if it happens, then they can take my position away from me. I don't care, but I'm just saying, it doesn't appear that it could even happen, you know what I mean? We're not going to hire two more people because of the budget and say, well, in the middle of the year, we're going to lay you off. That will not happen.
Right.
If you talk to me, you should make me, I know you could.
You could. I've heard some positive things too from this company that's working with Coolidge, that they are interested in expanding into other realms too. So that is something that we can bank on, but at least we can go by, at least we're hearing that as possibly. It may not be huge, but we do know this, that is a huge company and they pay well and have some benefits. So that will attract a good wage earner and not a minimum wage, hourly wage. It'll be a good wage. And a lot of those professionals do stay fairly local.
Yeah. I mean, I do want to be done with that, but at least again, I see no reason why I can't get 75 cents probably.
I'm on board with that. The only thing that I was thinking about this, not the last meeting that we had, but a couple meetings before, and I don't know if it was Steve that said something, but that we're giving the police and the fire the $300 bumps on certification, but we don't really have anything in here for the street department and the wastewater treatment plant in the way to bump them or to...
They just get a straight wage.
Yeah, just a straight wage where there's really not a certification program that they can go through now. The wastewater treatment plant, but it's not in here that we're getting them, other than I think we give them 50 cents or something like that on the hour or whatever. My thought was that if some way we could put, I don't know, a couple hundred dollars or $300 or $600 to make it equal to all the other departments and leave that as a discretion of the manager. So when they go above and beyond their duty, whether it be get a certification or let's say they're out all night plowing snow, or let's say, for example, the street department's out plowing snow, the snow plows break down, and two or three guys stay all night to get things welded up and stuff along those lines. Manager at that point can say, you know what, it's worth, since you're here, I didn't have to pay somebody to do that. We didn't have to pay somebody to do that. We paid you, and he would feel comfortable giving him a bump. But I would leave that as the manager's discretion. I mean, we could put some stipulations on when they could give that out.
Yeah. Well, that may be we can address those bonuses that are possible.
Well, I think you would want to make sure that if you do anything like that, it is stipulated so you take any kind of politics out.
Right, and that's what I'm trying to say is, I don't want it to just be a newly-willy kind of thing. I want it to be like, you know what, let's say for the wastewater treatment plant, how do they classify those guys? 1, 2, and 3?
That's what it says, and they're all different. One from 1 to 3 is a dollar difference.
But let's say that guy goes out and actually passes the test. He was an operator 1, now he's an operator 2. Maybe that's a justification or a certification that would give the $200 bump. You see where I'm going with this? It's not money that he has to use, but it's money there that if the guys bust their butts, at least we're giving them something.
Those guys are not easy.
No.
We are giving them something now.
Yeah.
Last one.
If they get a bump in pay. Which I think is that, but they're not getting that bump in the certification that the police and the fire do. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to
make sure. I guess I understand.
If I hear what you're saying there, Todd, you're saying, for example, if you go from a patrolman to a lieutenant or a captain on the police department, you get a raise, but if that captain has certifications, he gets a bump for that.
He gets a bump for that certification.
So, and on top of their wage, or rate increase, if you want to give them a certification increase too, is that what you're talking about?
Well, an option, that, like I said, at the manager's discretion, an option to give.
Which is usually the rules and regulations to the order, to the section.
How much?
I think we just stay with the $200 or $300, whatever we're going with here, and just stay with two. Just so it's fair across the board.
So, and there it is, from going from class one to class three, you're going to bring a dollar an hour, but you're going to get $400 in certification?
Or 60, depending on what you're doing.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that's what the manager would do, is you give them, you give them that $200 or $300 at that point. But, you know, along with that, I don't know anything about the wastewater treatment plan, other than, you know, I know they go from a class one, class two, class three, and I don't know what other certifications are out there, but let's say he goes from a class one to a class two, but then he picks something else up in there, there's really nothing that Chris can do to show appreciation from the city, in any way. Now, I'm just trying to put a structure there that he can do that, so they're not left out, the street department's not left out. And everybody is eligible for it. So it's fair across the board. And I don't think it's going to, it's not going to hurt us that much in the way of money, because like I said, it's not something that has to be given. And it's not something that should be given just nilly-willy. There needs to be a reason that it's.
It's a bonus.
Yeah, it's a bonus, and it has to be, there has to be a reason.
Could not the street department do the same thing?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is that, could it not include in his budget that maybe he needs another $2,000 a year if a guy does, like you explained, and he could say, well, here, if we got this budget, we're going to give you $400. We're above and beyond, you know, they did post that, but I never got that, but anyway. But that, instead of just saying that, you know, because like if Tim does some extra work, maybe Frank would be able to say, well, we have in the budget, I'll give you $200 bonus for doing more than you're supposed to do.
Could we define it as exceeding expectations bonus for them?
Well, I think.
You can't put that in the salary ordinance, guys, it has to be what you're going to pay them. But you can't just say, hey, you're the department head, you have $2,000.
No, that's what I'm saying, it has to be more specific, it has to be, there has to be.
You gotta connect it to the job, you gotta.
There has to be a certification or.
At the end of the year, you could give a bonus, but you have to give it, you can't let the department head give it. It has to be in the salary ordinance, and it has to be per the position, and you have to vote on it.
Well, is that something, then?
So if they want to come.
Is that something that could be brought, in other words, the manager could bring it to us?
Hold on, okay, so I'm picking up Bill, he's here, Bill comes up and says, well, I like this one fireman, I'm going to tell the council, give him $200, but not the rest of them? That's not going to work.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. All right, Bill?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make up, Bill. Frank's going to tell him, I got my guy, I really like a lot, give him $300, everybody else wants.
Let's say, for example, a guy goes out and gets a license to weld, or a certification to weld, and he becomes a certified welder. Is that not something we can give a bonus?
Now, that's a, you can give bonuses.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, the same thing with the.
It all has to be in the salary ordinance, and it has to be two-year position somehow. Related to what, and if another guy gets a welding thing, you almost have to give him that thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying, it would be fair across the board. Anybody's eligible for it, as long as they meet the guidelines or the criteria that we've set for it, right?
But it has to be in the ordinance, and it has to be saying.
I think we can craft an ordinance that will address that. The ambiguity ended up by making it so it's clear that if you get, for example, if we're going to focus on the wastewater treatment plant here, if you reach level one, and right now level one is with the 75 cent raise, is. $1,576, then you factor out what $300 would be on the
40-hour week versus, you know, 2,000 hours and add that to that 1576. And that's the cleanest way to do that. That way it takes away any personalities, it takes away any sex.
We can
definitely revise this to say that the baseline is the baseline, everybody, 75 cents sees a decline. We can do that.
Right now, we don't even have anybody that's a class 3.
Right, yeah, I know, and that's
right.
What I'm saying.
That's what I said, we have one class 3.
I'd like to incentivize the guys to do more, yeah. In some way or another. And we haven't done anything for the street department and the wastewater treatment.
But I'm like me.
So I would recommend that, I'm going back to the first time, that you should invest $300 for you, for 75 cents on the hour, $300.
Fix it on your longevity bonus.
That will bump each one of those. Now, am I hearing from you that you want to reintroduce the guy that does the welding, or the guy that does the mechanic in on spot?
If we have to define it that way, then yeah.
So the class 3 operators, they get nothing. You get a 10 annual
He'll get a certification for the class 3, so.
I will present that to you at the next meeting for your action.
I don't care how we do it.
So what are we doing for streets then? Okay.
To me, my opinion would be that I just told Todd was that if Mick says the street department head comes at the end of the year and he said, well, Mr. Joe Doe did a real good job this year. I think he's entitled to a $500. And then we can vote on us and go from there. Wouldn't that be better than just doing that?
I don't want you to do that. No.
You can amend your salary ordinance as long as it's not for an elected official. But I think you have a really tough time doing that.
Why? Legally?
Legally, you don't. I mean, I just don't see it happening.
Making it fair.
You have to make it fair. You don't get sued.
Right. And that's why.
Well, this guy got $200 more than I did. Why? I mean, was it sexist? Was it? Yeah. I start thinking about
that. That's where you tie it to the certification.
That's why you got tied to something. And how do you get certified? Well, who's certifying you? I'll certify everybody here as a welder. No problem.
Well, you
come in to me and I'll tell you that. I'll go and get certified from the school of meats.
Anybody out there that's certified as a welder, they're not going to stay out there for that money.
No.
They're going to go where that welding's at.
Right.
Do we have that much welding? I'm just asking. I've never heard you guys hardly even talk about it, so.
I mean, just if we have something break down, we have to weld it, we weld it.
Yeah. But I mean,
but out of 5 guys out there, 4 guys weld.
Right.
They all get it.
And we all work on trucks.
Right.
They all get it.
And I'll certify everybody as a snow removal.
We're plowing and a plow breaks down.
Seriously.
Usually whoever drives that truck takes that
into certification.
Right.
So.
But I mean, I don't know any other way to tie it to you guys certification wise other than.
I don't know if they'll. I mean,
we don't.
I think they're just. The way it is fine. I think it's 75-cent-an-hour raise.
Yeah.
I think
everybody's treated the same.
Most drama to this thing.
All right. That's fine. Yeah.
It's fine. Just trying to.
Okay. We'll have more to say.
I was going to start telling something.
Take it back. I appreciate
appreciate your discussion.
Okay, so can I have, a question? So we're working on the 75 cents for the salary, right?
Yes.
Okay, now, on the last page, I just thought we need to discuss it. The last page, section one, there is the tech position, but the wastewater treatment plant lab, there's an error on it. You see it, Steve? I thought we need to talk about that.
What section?
In section one, that's the first, that's just right there where it says wastewater treatment plant labor, no experience, that should be 1190.
Okay.
Okay. And then down in section, yes, they are corrected, but I want you guys to be aware of that. I want Steve to.
What do I need to correct?
It's already on there. We've already made it. It should have been 1190 instead of 1180.
And we took the one section out.
So this, Vicki, it represents the 75 cents.
Yes.
Everything on this list?
Yes, yes. Then the section three.
Yeah, we took that out.
Okay, yeah, but we took that out, that's right, but it's still there, and I just, in the one that Steve had, and that's why I wanted to talk to you guys about it, and it should be 5769. You see that in section three?
Yeah, we'll have to line these up next one we see.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, is just, I'm wanting to know if you agree with what I'm saying, because this is what we discussed in August 3rd, and I want to make sure. Then in section nine, the mayor's salary is figured for the 75 cent increase. The amount for it is the 444.28. And then the section 10 for the clerk treasurer's is 449.14. This previously said 454.52, and it should have been 449.14 for the clerk treasurer, and previously it said 449.66. And it should have been 444.28.
I think it was a mistake my calculator made.
Yeah. Well, that's okay, but it's an ordinance, and I'm not trying to pick it. I just got to know the clarification, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Then section 13, it says change to they are. Okay?
Okay.
We'll go with that. And then section 15, okay, this is that. The 20 cent increase is still in for the wastewater CDs, but it isn't for the street.
Yeah, we discussed that last meeting.
So
it should be the same.
Okay, that's what I want to make sure. Okay.
About 50.
And then section 18, the on-call pay for the fire department shows an increase from $10 per shift to $25 per shift. I don't recall us talking about that. Just wanted to know how you want to go with it. Asking.
Where does your $10 come from?
That was the previous.
It was $10.
She goes, you want to take...
That's out of the user fee from the ambulance. That doesn't come out of the general fund. That's generated from the hospital revenue.
Right. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it wasn't discussed about the $10. You wanted it $10 or you wanted it $25 or you wanted something else. I don't care. You just need to tell me.
Taxi
for 25?
Yeah, leave it there.
Got it.
Well, while you're in that section, Vicki, it says $150 in writing, then it says $200 in parentheses.
Well, you need to have the mayor explain that, because he did that too. Sorry.
Where
you were. So there you go.
It is $200.
It's $200.
It'll be coming back in as $300.
In the parentheses, yeah. It's $200. In the written, it's $150.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Got it. It's $200.
And you did that the next line down.
That's it.
Okay. Moving down to old business. I don't have my reports with me. Moving down to the next item.
No, but I can still talk about it. I remember the meeting. We had all our bills and claims and everything, all the, a lot of the people giving us thanks for what we do out there and keeping the cemetery looking nice for all the travelers that's been coming into Winchester on whatever the means that they come in here to one of the biggest things that we talked about is the chapel parking lot. It was suggested to us to, now's the time to put a chapel parking lot with all the success of, not success, but with all the things that's happening out there, and we getting more popular out there, is that we need to have more places to park. So we did a drawing, and we got some bids out there. We're waiting for the third bid to come in, and hopefully that'll come in, and then we could have some parking for the people when they come and visit the chapel, and they say goodbye to their loved ones, their area. So that, in a nutshell, that's, and I'll bring the minutes on the next meeting, and I won't talk about it, but at least I'll give you the minutes.
That would be nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Anything else?
Okay. We'll move down. Union Street project is progressing. Right-of-way acquisition is ongoing, and utility relocation plans are being looked at, and we're trying to make sure that there's going to be a very minimal utility relocation on that project, most of that overhead. So the right-of-way acquisition will be only a temporary acquisition that we're going to need for that project, so we're still on schedule with that. I anticipate it going to bid next year, and that'll be a project. Whoever my predecessor will be, will get the pleasure of going out and getting the pats on the back from the people who love the fact that that street will be tore out, because they'll certainly be out there in abundance. So, the good news would have been, if I'd had my way, we'd have had Union Street, Washington Street, and Greenville all tore up at the same time. But, it didn't happen. So, nothing else to report there. Now, you have down here Lack Core and South Main Street. So.
Yes. We had ours that was broken, just fell over, and I put in a request for a new utility pole and a light to put in, only because I'm on the city council. They just had the 911 call. They did what they were supposed to do, and then they dropped it. So I investigated and found out that as of Friday at 4:20, this past Friday, they came and put the pole in, put the light up, and they were done. Well, now you got to put in another request to get it hooked up. So I went ahead and put in a request to get it hooked up. So that's it.
That sounds very familiar. It usually takes about a year, Jim.
Yeah, the only reason why they're acting so fast on it, because it is a
safety. You're a councilman.
Well, no, it's a safety hazard. It is dark, and so you're trying to keep theft and people that walk a lot. There are people who are still riding their bikes and stuff, and it's well lit on South Main Street. So we just want to continue with that, and that's what I told them. And so I got a new number, and they'll give me the progress report on that when it's going to be connected. So I wanted to put that.
Hey, Steve, there's one on South Meridian also that's been down since June. I think she maybe talked to him about that.
All you need to do, really, and we can get this out in the public, because I had this discussion, whenever you see a light bulb burn out on that, don't even call me, call the police department, so that they can get queued in.
Or call AEP.
And, I think she called AEP, because I think the whole pole is down.
The pole is down?
Mm-hmm. I think she talked to Jim about it. Has anybody talked to you about that, Jim?
No. Where's it at?
South Meridian would be.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the north.
Boston?
Oh, that was being connected. Yes, sorry about that. That was being connected the same time the Main Street was going, because they're parallel to each other. And yeah, that's the reason why that hasn't been connected. It's all good. When what it was is somebody stole the wire. I mean, you get to find out all these little things, but but a lot of the neighborhood, that's what's great about our neighborhood, they leave their porch light on for us, for everybody to walk through and everything, when it doesn't damper us. We're just trying to do what's supposed to be right. And so all the neighborhood, as far as I know, on South Main Street, we all try to keep our lights on, and so it can be a safe to walk around Winchester.
Okay, you have the department reports in front of you from the Winchester Police Department, Fire Department, Parks Department. Do you have anything to report from the Street Department?
Yeah,
No. Okay. Frank is on vacation, don't ask me where he's at, because it's really aggravating. Hawaii. Sitting on the beach. Enjoying the tropical breezes.
I'll make a motion that we accept the department reports as submitted.
Second. And moving second, we accept the department reports as submitted, is there any discussion? In favor of the motion, signify by usual sign. Pose same sign, motion carried four oh. We have the minutes of the previous station, if there's no addition or correction. Entertain a motion to accept them as presented.
So moved.
Second. Moving second, we accept the minutes as presented, any discussion? In favor of the motion, signify by usual sign. Pose same sign, motion carried four oh. Vicki?
The accounts payable vouchers for the end of August, $71,674.88. September 1st through the 15th, $129,977.16. Payroll, $142,494.96. Total accounts payable vouchers, $344,147. Any questions?
Make a motion, bills be paid.
And moving second, we pay the claims, any discussion? In favor of the motion, signify by usual sign. Pose same sign, motion carried four oh. Any public concerns? Hearing none, the mayor's report. I'll be signing the closing documents for the school property probably tomorrow. Picked up paperwork today to start the rezoning process for the property. Next week, I will be at conference for IAC, pretty much the entire week. October 3rd and 4th in the park is the powwow. October 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th on the square is the Mardi Gras. October 9th, 10th, and 11th is the Winchester 400. And October 2nd is homecoming. So, then the only other thing I have is if you've been out and you see Greenville Phase 3, it's pretty well wrapped. We still got to do the sidewalks on the south side of that. They were out today cutting in the sensors into the pavement for the stoplights so that there won't be such a delay on those stoplights moving forward. Hopefully, we'll get them back to where they're operating quicker. And obviously, you can see that progress on Phase 1 and Phase 2 is moving fairly well. They're getting ready to start curb work on that corridor, but they've got to go in and replace the ditch that runs underneath Greenville before they get too involved with the curb work. So I expect that Phase 1 and Phase 2 are probably about 15% completed. Phase 3 is about 90% completed. So with that, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. We're out of here. Yes. You're going to have to agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm. Agree to disagree?
Yeah. I think that's okay. I didn't remember. I couldn't get it.
That's good.
Is it a matter of time for the word? I texted them right here. Hey, let me show you something.